All right. Two, one, go. So in the last lesson, we covered a lot. In this module, in this lesson specifically, we're going to look at blah, blah, blah. In this lesson, we're going to look at why Windows 10 is so popular. It was released July 29th of 2015, and it has been invading the media like a pack of hungry zombies. This will help you to understand some of the magic behind Microsoft's most ambitious creation. So my wife and I used to live on Long Island, specifically in Queens, and we would often traverse the Cross Island Parkway. I remember on one occasion it was completely back-to-back with traffic, bumper-to-bumper. Traffic was at a complete standstill. And whenever traffic is frozen like that, you start to wonder, you contemplate, why is it, what's going on, right? Is there just too much congestion? Perhaps there is construction? Maybe there's an accident, maybe there's a detour. You know, what gives? And so after, you know, battling traffic for about an hour, we arrived at the head of the traffic. That is the part where traffic was starting to flow at normal speeds again. And I remember in the periphery of my eye, I saw the familiar red and blue siren of a police officer. And so I turned my head over to the right and I noticed a car pulled over. And then I looked at the passenger, and she was standing out of the car, and she was quite attractive, a blonde with a red dress and red pumps. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, so maybe she did breach the law in some way. Perhaps she was speeding. Maybe she didn't signal before changing lanes. Or maybe this police officer was after something other than her license and registration. I don't know. The point is, Windows 10 is roughly analogous to the blonde in heels because everyone is clamoring over Windows 10. It's an extremely popular operating system. And in this lesson, I want to give you some of the reasons why I think it's so popular. And also try to explain the logic behind Microsoft's apparent mysterious skip of version 9. One, two, three. So in this lesson, we're going to look at exactly how popular is Windows 10 and also why Windows 8 sucked. Why did it categorically suck? I mean, we all know why, but I just wanted to review it briefly. And then we're going to look at five theories why Microsoft skipped over version 9. So let's look at the numbers. There are currently over 270 million active Windows 10 devices. When you consider that there is roughly 320 million Americans in the United States of America, that is a prodigious sum of Windows 10 devices. You also can look at the data that shows that Windows 10 is actually outpacing Windows 7 by 145% for the same time period. That shows the trajectory of Windows, the acceleration of Windows 10, the adoption is very fast. And that is a noteworthy statistic. Not to mention that people have collectively asked Cortana over 5 billion questions. That is nuts. Considering that there are about 7 billion people on the globe, 5 billion is huge. Not only that, but people have spent over 75 billion hours using Windows 10. So it's clearly a popular operating system. Now, granted, these stats are from Microsoft and, you know, Microsoft, I don't know how much you trust Microsoft, but if you trust it as much as I do, you might be dubious about some of these claims. Take that for what it's worth. The bottom line is, what's the big deal? Windows 8 was a failure. And this will help you to understand why Windows 10 is doing so well. The problem with Windows 8, there were several problems, but one, it felt like it was made for 5-year-olds. It felt like it was crafted for your grandkids. the garish colors, the jovial squares, the just clunky interface was positively annoying. You know, I mean, not to mention that it was extremely difficult to close an application. Where's the X? Now, notice I said application. I don't mean a program, but apps, these Metro apps that Windows 8 inaugurated. It was very difficult to figure out how to close them out. Not only to close them out, but how to even close your computer out. How did you power the computer off? How do you do these common mundane things? That was the question. And it pissed off a lot of people. So Microsoft said, all right, we're going to come up with a new version, Windows 8.1. Then Microsoft said, we're going to come up with a new version, Windows 8.0. Not 8.2, not 9.0. Now, this is why I think Microsoft skipped over version 9. There are a couple of reasons. But one possibility is that Microsoft wanted to distance itself as far away from Windows 8 as possible because, you know, there were bad memories of Windows 8. It left a bad taste in everyone's mouth, and by skipping an entire integer, going from 8 to 10, skipping over 9, you're creating a gap there. Also, it's possible that Microsoft didn't want to offend the Japanese. My understanding is that the Japanese word for 9 is ku, which is roughly analogous to anguish or death. And considering that Microsoft does a lot of business in Asia, it perhaps didn't want to offend any of its Asian business partners, which could definitely hurt business there. And so it just skipped over 9 for that reason. It's also possible that Microsoft wanted to avoid a code glitch. So if you look at this Reddit article that was published a while ago, you'll see this piece of pseudocode. Now, you don't have to be a programmer to understand what's happening here. Essentially, Windows is just searching for the first digit of the operating system. And therefore, since Windows 9, Windows 9.8, and Windows 9.5 all began with 9, but the code is telling it to behave according to Windows 98 and 95, you could break applications that were built in 9. So it's possible that Microsoft was trying to avoid like a backwards compatibility thing. It's also possible that Microsoft just wants to associate itself with perfection, right? You look at Dancing with the Stars, everyone gets a perfect 10. You look at The Walking Dead or the Game of Thrones, most people will say those TV series, those TV shows are perfect 10s. And so maybe Microsoft just wanted to ride on that. And the other possibility is that Microsoft just has the hots for Apple. It's got a crush on Apple. It's digging Apple, you know? I mean, who doesn't dig Apple? And Microsoft, you know, Apple has been version 10 or X since 2001, and it's worked. So maybe Microsoft just said, let's do what works. We're going with 10. So the bottom line here is that Windows 10 is quickly becoming ascendant. It is becoming the most popular version of Windows yet, surpassing Windows 7 and XP in the rate of adoption. And Windows 8 was a huge mistake, and Microsoft justified Windows 10 by completely revamping the operating system from the ground up. It's a completely new operating system, as you're about to see in the next lessons. Coming up, I'm going to show you how Windows 10 differs from Windows XP. And if you're still using XP, you're definitely going to want to look at this next lesson. So stay tuned. I've got a lot in store for you here.